Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Good morning. It's so good to see everyone here this morning. We're so thankful for each one of your presence today. To our visitors, we're especially grateful that you are here this morning. And we hope that you have been blessed so far by our worship to God. We're going to continue some thoughts that we started several months ago today on the Beatitudes and these wonderful blessings that Jesus pronounces upon those of a particular character and of a particular type of spirit. And as we read these Beatitudes, we note several things about them. First of all, there is in each one of them a declaration of blessing. Blessed are those who are poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the merciful. There is blessing in having these attitudes within our life. Secondly, there is a description of the attitude. So we're talking about a particular kind of character. We're talking about individuals who hunger and thirst for righteousness, who are pure in heart, who are peacemakers. These people are blessed because of these attitudes that they have within their life. And then third, there is the disposition of blessing. The thing that will result from having these attitudes in their life. They're going to inherit the kingdom of heaven. They're going to be comforted. They're going to inherit the earth. They're going to be filled. They're going to obtain mercy. All of these wonderful things that result from having these attitudes that we call the Beatitudes. These are such wonderful statements that Jesus makes, and they are part of those who would be of the kingdom of heaven, because this is the character that Jesus wants those who live in the kingdom of God to have within their lives. This morning we're going to talk about Matthew chapter 5 and verse 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And what a wonderful beatitude this is. When we think about it, it's so filling with joy to know that when we are merciful to others, that we receive mercy for ourselves as well. Many believe that Jesus was referring in part back to Psalm 18 and verse 25 here. With the merciful, thou wilt show thyself merciful. And we know that God is a God of mercy himself, and he is the source of all mercy. In Exodus 34 and verse 6, we read, "And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, 'The Lord God, merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness and truth.'" Merciful and gracious. That's who God is. He is merciful and he is gracious. And as we think about what it means to be merciful this morning, I hope that each one of us will consider how we can practice more mercy within our lives. You know, as we read through the Bible and as we encounter situations where mercy is practiced, these are very practical matters. These are things that we can see in very clear ways and how to apply them to our life, because mercy is something that we need to practice every single day of our life if we're going to be of the character that Jesus wants us to be of citizens in his kingdom. So let's think about what it means to be merciful this morning as we think about blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Well, what does it mean to be merciful, first of all? When we look through the scriptures, we see clear examples, as I said. Mercy, first of all, involves love. I don't think we can be merciful to somebody else without loving them. And God wants us to love everyone. If He wants us to love our enemies, you know He wants us to love everyone. Because a person is either going to be our friend or our enemy in one way or another. And so we are to love all. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 4 we read, "But God, being rich in mercy, for His great love, wherewith He loved us." God's mercy and God's love are so intertwined with one another, you just can't have one without the other. And if we're going to love other people, then we certainly need to be merciful to them. And so, mercy involves love. Mercy involves a certain satisfying of needs of one kind or another. Consider Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 10, where Isaiah prophesies about the coming kingdom. And he says there, "They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them. For He that has mercy on them will lead them. Even by springs of water will He guide them." You see, when we're merciful to others, we're going to take into consideration their needs. And we're going to seek to alleviate those needs, to provide for those needs, to help with those needs. Mercy involves understanding others' needs and really trying to help in those things. Mercy also involves forgiveness. When we forgive other people, we're being merciful toward them. In Daniel chapter 9 and verse 9, we read, "To the Lord our God belongs mercies and forgiveness." Mercies and forgiveness. Forgiveness and mercy go hand in hand, because when we're being merciful to others, we're not going to hold something back. We're not going to be ungrateful for them in our lives. We're not going to be in such a way so that we're withholding forgiveness, that we're holding a grudge over them. No, that's not what we want to do. As being merciful people, we want to forgive. We want to open ourselves up to them. Being merciful means that we take risks when we're dealing with other people. Mercy involves forgiveness and involves the love of our enemies, believe it or not. In Luke chapter 6 and verses 35 and 36, Jesus said, "But love your enemies and do good and lend, never despairing, and your reward shall be great, and you shall be sons of the Most High." Now listen, "For He is kind toward the unthankful and evil. Be ye merciful, even as your Father is merciful." And so mercy involves the love of our enemies, and we're supposed to have mercy upon those who are our enemies. And so, in short, mercy is the outflowing of love that seeks to satisfy another's true needs with a willingness to forgive their faults. And as we look at all the Bible teaches on this subject, we find all of these concepts rolled up in the concept of mercy. Some have said it like this even: mercy is doing for someone else what they cannot do for themselves. Helping in ways that they cannot help themselves. Mercy means reaching out to others and really making a difference in their life. Really making changes so that they can see the love of God pouring through us and understanding that we care about them and their needs. What does it mean to be merciful? It means to really help others with a heart of love and compassion. Who are those that are merciful? When we think about those who are merciful, we have some other great examples in the Bible. For example, in Psalm 14 and verse 31, we read, "He that oppresseth the poor reproacheth his maker, but he that hath mercy on the needy honoreth him." When we help those who are in need, when we see those who are around us that are impoverished in one way or another, and we seek to support them and to help them, and encourage them, we are certainly honoring a merciful God when we do that. And mercy means providing for those who are needy. Daniel tells Nebuchadnezzar to practice mercy toward the poor. in Daniel chapter 4 and verse 27 when he says, "Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness and thy iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, if there may be a lengthening of thy tranquility." So here's a wicked, wicked man, Nebuchadnezzar, who has taken so many people into slavery and has abused them and even tortured them to a certain degree, certainly taken away a lot of their privileges that they've had within their life, simply to serve his own whims, his own selfish desires. And now he's finally learning something about his own sins, his own pride, his own wickedness. And Daniel is talking to him about that. And Daniel counsels him to show mercy to the poor, those to whom he has not shown very much mercy over his lifetime. But if he wanted to have mercy within his life, then he needed to show mercy to others. Mercy shown toward those who are needy. That is one of the ways that we can be merciful. And that's how you know a person who is merciful is by their actions, by their deeds, by what they do in relationship, first of all, to the poor. Secondly, in relationship to those who are sick and those who need physical care. In Matthew chapter 9 and verses 27 through 30, we read, "And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy upon us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto him, Do you believe that I am able to do this? They said to him, Yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, According to your faith be it unto you. And their eyes were open, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. Now they cried out to him, Have mercy upon us. And Jesus had mercy upon them, and he healed them of their blindness. Yes, the Lord has mercy upon us when he sees us in our sicknesses and our diseases and various difficulties and trials that we go through in this life. He has mercy upon us. And we need to have mercy upon one another in that regard while we minister to those around us who have illnesses and diseases and sicknesses of one kind or another. In Matthew 17 and verse 15, there we read, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and suffers grievously. For oftentimes he falls into the fire and oftentimes into the water. And the Lord had mercy upon him as well." And so we need to have mercy. A way that we have mercy is by ministering to those who are sick and who have diseases and who have illnesses of one kind or another. We have mercy upon others by forgiving them of sins. In Psalm chapter 51 and verse 1, the psalmist writes a prayer to God when he says, "Have mercy upon me, O God. According to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions." Forgiveness is something that we can practice toward everyone. You know, not everyone is poor. Not everyone is sick. But everyone has sin in their life and needs forgiveness. And we need to be among the kind of people who practice forgiveness and have mercy upon those who are around us and need forgiveness. Consider Psalm 123 and verse 3. "Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt." And when we want God to have mercy upon us by forgiving us of our sins, we need to be willing to have mercy upon others in forgiving them of their sins as well. Jesus said as much when he said, "If you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither was your Father in heaven going to forgive you your trespasses." And why is that? Because forgiveness is an outpouring of mercy. Mercy is an outpouring of graciousness. Graciousness is an outpouring of love. You see, these things flow from one another. To be a loving person means to be a gracious person. To be a gracious person means to be a merciful person. To be a merciful person means to be a forgiving person. And that's the kind of people that God wants us to be. And that's the kind of people that we need to be. You see, we need to be merciful people. And being a merciful person means that we will be blessed in ways that we really cannot even understand. We can understand some of those ways, but we're going to be blessed in ways that we'll really never know. And you say, well, how is that possible? Well, because you never know what other people are doing. You never know what they're saying. You never know what actions they're taking, because maybe you are merciful to them in their life, and now they've gone on to be merciful to someone else. You know, it wasn't too long ago that we were taking a trip down to Austin or somewhere, I don't remember. But we were on the road and we were traveling, and you know how it is being on the road and traveling. There's all kinds of extra expenses and food and this, that, and the other that sometimes you have, and gasoline and things like that. And so we were in line at a McDonald's. We just wanted to drive through and get a drink. And so we were getting dollar drinks for everyone, you know, and we were going through the line. And we got up to where the point is to pay. And I got my card out and gave it to the lady. And she said, no, it's not necessary. The person in front of you paid for your drinks and said to pay it forward. And I was like, wow, that's neat. That's really cool. You know, I'm going to do that. And so I did that to somebody recently and paid it forward. And so that person that was behind me in line that I paid for was blessed, because someone somewhere else had mercy and blessed me. And it's funny, you know, I was reading the other day a story of a preacher, and he was in the drive-thru and he was in a hurry, and he was saying, boy, I wish that guy in line ahead of me would hurry up and get his order out. And boy, he sure is taking a lot of time. You know, and he pulled up to the window, and the lady said, well, he just paid for your meal, you know. And he was like, oh, I can't believe I thought all those horrible things about him, you know. So we need to be merciful. You know, you never know when somebody is being merciful to you. But mercy, it's something we need to have in our life. Now, mercy is an attribute of God. And when we practice mercy within our lives, we're really being godly people, you see. That's what it means to be godly, to be merciful to others. In Psalm 86 and verse 15, we read, but thou, O Lord, art a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness and truth. Joel says in Joel 2 and verse 13, rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness. God is merciful. And because it is an attribute of God, it means that being merciful is always the right thing to do. And if we desire to be like God, then we will be merciful within our lives. Be ye merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Luke chapter 6 and verse 36. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 9 and verse 13 that God desires mercy even above sacrifice. You say, well, what does he mean by that? Well, you know, there's so many times that we try to use sacrifice as a way to justify ourselves, really. Now, we need to make sacrifices in our life. We need to be a sacrificial people. Don't get me wrong. But it's easy to turn a sacrifice into something that it's not. It's easy to turn a sacrifice into self-righteousness. It's easy to turn a sacrifice into self-justification or even self-rationalization. You know, the Pharisees did that. They took some of their money and they took it and they gave it to the temple and they said, oh, you see, this money that I was going to dedicate to my aged parents, this money's been dedicated to the temple, so now I'm excused from my obligation to take care of my aged parents. No, they weren't. They thought they were. They thought that by making this quote-unquote sacrifice that they could be righteous, you see, and be excused from other areas. No, they weren't. They were still obligated. But you see, that was practicing sacrifice without mercy. And sacrifices can sometimes be perverted and to be used in a wrong way, and we need to be careful about that. But mercy is always something that we can do that's right. Mercy doesn't depend upon how another person is receiving that. Maybe somebody misuses the mercy that I show them. Maybe they take the generosity that I have with them and they abuse it and they misuse it. Does that negate the mercy that you've shown in your life? No, it does not. See, those are two different things. The mercy that you show is still merciful. It's still being gracious. It's still practicing what God wants you to practice. Just because somebody abuses it and misuses it doesn't mean that it's not mercy anymore. Mercy is greater than sacrifice. Go and learn what this means, Jesus says in Matthew 9 and verse 13. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And so Jesus wants us to be merciful to others within our life and not lean upon our sacrifices, quote unquote. Not lean and rest upon our laurels, so to speak, and say, well, look how good I've been. No, you haven't been good enough, because you can never be good enough to be God. But practice mercy. Go out and be merciful. And don't stop being merciful. Keep on being merciful at every opportunity you have. Mercy satisfies the golden rule. Think about that for a minute. Whatsoever you would that men should do unto you, even so do you unto them also. For this is the law and the prophets, Matthew chapter 7 and verse 12. Do you want others to be merciful to you? Well, of course you do. If I'm in dire straits, if I'm in a bad situation, then I want others to be merciful to me. I want others to show mercy to me. I remember one time we were traveling back from a big, long vacation we'd taken. We'd driven all the way up to Canada and through some of the great national parks in the United States. And we're on the way back home, and we were on Interstate 35, I believe, in Kansas. And we're going down the road, and we're traveling, you know, the speed limit. And then, boom, flat tire happens, you know. And suddenly the car is kind of wobbly and it's not handling right. And so I pull off to the side road and get off we're on the freeway, but we get off the freeway onto another major road there. And there's not a lot of traffic, but there's some traffic. And so I'm out there and so I call the local police and say, I'm out here, just wanted you to know what was going on. And they said, okay. And then not too long afterward, as I was out changing the tire, a construction worker just happens to come up behind us, and he turns on his yellow lights, you know, and parks his... And I was so thankful for that. You know, I was so grateful that he did that, because we were kind of out there exposed, and, you know, I've seen all kinds of bad things can happen, you know, when you're on the side of the road like that, and people come along and... And so I was very grateful for that. It was a very merciful thing for him to do to help us out. And even though it seems like something little, it made a big deal of difference. And I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that he showed mercy to us when he really didn't have to. It wasn't his job to do that. But he was merciful to us. Mercy satisfies the golden rule, because he would want somebody to do that with him, you see, if he was in that situation. Jesus said as much in Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. He said, he that showed mercy on him. This is the parable of the Good Samaritan. You know, at the end of the parable, Jesus asked, well, who was neighbor to this man? And the answer was, he that showed mercy on him. And what did Jesus say? Go and do thou likewise. Go and do thou likewise. In Acts 20, verse 35, we will be blessed, because Jesus said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And being merciful is truly giving to other people. Why should we be merciful? Because in turn, we will receive mercy by being merciful. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 7. James says this in James chapter 2 and verse 13, that if we aren't merciful, then we shouldn't expect mercy from others. For judgment is without mercy to him that has showed no mercy. And so we really want to be merciful to others. We will really want to show mercy to others within our lives, and we will be blessed for doing that. Mercy glories against judgment. It's always better to be merciful than to be a judger, than to be a judge. We don't want to be that. We want to be merciful to people and help them. It is part of the wisdom that's from above. The wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated. Listen, full of mercy and good fruits, without variance, without hypocrisy. Are we a merciful people? I hope that we are. Let us therefore draw near with boldness unto the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in time of need. Hebrews 4 and verse 16. Let's be merciful, because God wants us to be merciful, because we need God's mercy. And let's draw near to God and do what we need to do to have mercy within our life. Do you need mercy for your life this morning from Jesus? Do you need to come to Him in faith, having repented of your sins, confessing Him as your Lord, and being baptized for the remission of your sins to obtain the mercy that He has within the gospel? You can become a Christian this very hour by doing that thing. Receiving mercy by having your sins forgiven. Do you need the prayers of the church to have more mercy within your life? Do you need the prayers of the church for help with sins that you have within your life? We can help you with that as well. We desire to show mercy. Can we be merciful to you today in some way, somehow? Please let us know. And you can make that known right now while together we stand and while we sing.